We have been contemplating over the past few days the great mysteries of our Lord's life, passion, death, and resurrection. And we've been specifically concentrating on the glorious mysteries of the Most Holy and Sacred Rosary. Now, today, we look at and contemplate the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the Most Blessed Virgin Mary and the disciples. Now, it is fitting that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary is there in the center of the disciples because she truly is the mother of the church. She it was whom, through the power of the Holy Spirit, God descended from heaven and took form in her womb. It was she who gave birth through her willing fiat, her will, accepting the will of God, our most loving and affectionate Father. And so it is fitting that the Blessed Virgin Mary should be there in their midst during this great moment when the Spirit descends upon the church that Christ himself has founded. Now, the disciples were there, and Mary was there. Now, if we look at just this scene, we begin to understand that so much of sacred scripture came to us and comes to us through the eyes of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's why she is so important in the concept of Christianity itself. One cannot be a true lover of Christ without loving and respecting her. Because many of the infancy narratives, where did they come from? Only she was there. She was the one recounting the beautiful things that surrounded his birth in the stable of Bethlehem that happened as he was growing as a young man. It was she who recounted to those disciples the magnificent moments of his life. So many of them were able to understand more deeply these great and sacred mysteries of how he came to come and live among us through the power of the Spirit, through the annunciation of the angel. All of these great mysteries come to us through her guidance, through her instruction. And so what does this descent of the Holy Spirit teach us? It means that if we truly want to obtain and have this great Spirit within our midst that Christ offers us, gives to his church, in order to truly utilize the Spirit of God, this Holy Spirit that he sends to his church, we must understand and be able to know this Spirit through the intercession of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. It is she who will teach us how to use this Spirit so that we can truly become apostles of Christ Jesus, that we can truly become those who live that Spirit upon this earth as she herself did, the first one to receive this Spirit, this power within her. She was filled, it says, with the power of the Holy Spirit. She needed no more Spirit. She was filled to the brim. And yet there she was. In that moment, receiving with the apostles around her this great gift, these great beginnings of the apostleship of the church, of this mandate to go out and spread this fire of divine grace to the world. Each and every one of us must understand that this mystery is a call to witness. This mystery is a call to living the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that the world will know this Jesus. They will know this great mystery of redemption that comes to us through this wondrous young Virgin Mary. It is this gift that makes us truly Christian. It is this gift of this Spirit in the presence of the apostles and the Most Blessed Virgin Mary that teaches us the tenderness of the faith. Everything the church teaches is in harmony with reason and common sense. And we look at this magnificent gathering, this humble gathering there in the cenacle where Christ instituted the Last Supper. We see something so beautiful, so humbling, and that is what the church must understand, that it is not only in its greatness that she exists, but it is in the humility of the truth that she thrives. When we look at the Most Blessed Virgin Mary surrounded by the disciples, we begin to understand the power and how to use this power of the Spirit. We begin to understand the greatness of humility itself and how the church must not only be great in living those great gifts of the Holy Spirit, but it must do so in the great humility upon which the church was founded, this great and most beautiful woman who sought in all things to follow the will of the Father. It is she who instructs us. It is the Blessed Virgin Mary herself that gives us the means to the power that Christ gives us, which is founded in that same humility that Jesus lived and died, not only professing, but incarnating. You and I in this mystery, we need to recognize the gift, and the gift that was given to us in our nothingness. We must look at those disciples who oftentimes denied him or ran away from him or didn't understand him and criticized him. We must look at who they surround, the woman of faith, of conviction, who said yes without any hesitation, except that only the pure will of God be done, that nothing human enter into it. That is the foundation of the church. That is our identity. When we look at that cenacle and we see Mary in the center and the first bishop surrounding that beautiful virgin, we realize what we are called to. We recognize the very church itself, the true church that surrounds the Blessed Virgin Mary, that takes its instruction and its humility and its truth from her beckoning as well. For she it was who first perfectly fulfilled the will of God, our most loving and affectionate Father, and who gives to us that insight into not only loving her Son, but becoming the church that the Spirit has intended us to be. For it was she who was the spouse of the Holy Spirit, she who is the mother of God, she who is the perfect daughter of the Father, sinless, flawless, the perfect example and the perfect means of fulfilling the gift of the Spirit that has been given to each one of us through the church and through the sacrament that God has offered to us through His Son.